This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Welcome to the program. Stoney Richards here with Gideon Orbach from the Weiner Wellness Center. We're in a weird time frame here because of the Pitt game. That does not bother Dr. Orbach one bit, especially the fact that Pitt is now 5-0.
I'm telling you, I'm a proud Pitt alum, and Coach Capel, I hope you're listening. I got your back. If you're looking for a chiropractor, I'm here for you, buddy.
I know this is a medical show, but this is good for him and for the team and for all Pitt fans.
Absolutely. Wow. It strengthens the whole community and the whole Pittsburgh region.
Sure.
And speaking of strengthening the region.
He's good.
Speaking of strengthening the region, you know, we have a very strong natural health facility at the Weiner Wellness Center. I know that... there are people who've had their power out for the last, 2 days?
Yeah, 3 days. Three days in this case. Yeah,
I had patients who came in from Butler County earlier today.
Yeah,
their power was out, and they said, we are not missing our appointment with you.
Well, so, and all the more reason, you know, lifting trees, doing work that you normally
physical work. So I took that as both a feather in my cap and humbling at the same time. And we have a lot going on at the Weiner Wellness Center. We have our Wellness Week coming up shortly after Thanksgiving. We have our open house party scene from December 1st to December 8th.
Always a big success.
Yeah. The nutrients are all marked down considerably. We do presentations, and we have all the practitioners host workshops, and we have some guest presenters who come in and talk about interesting things that we don't necessarily offer at the Weiner Wellness Center, but we do want to promote. So we have a dentist who comes in. I mean, he's not practicing in our building, but we refer to him regularly because he practices a holistic brand of natural dentistry.
Do you speak as well?
Yeah, I get my turn.
Yeah, good.
I get my turn.
Good.
And I do a number of workshops, and when I speak, we talk about the things that I'm interested in specifically. We talk about exercise and rehab and the way chiropractic adjustments fit into the big puzzle of what we would call healthcare. And I mean, I don't want to oversell what I do and tell you, oh, if you get adjusted, you're going to turn your bacon into broccoli. Go ahead and eat whatever you want. On the other hand, I like to emphasize the importance of having your body maintained. With the combination of chiropractic adjusting and muscle therapy, and once again, a service that we don't offer that we're looking into and refer to is acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things I talk about, and we talk about some brain-based rehab, which I hope I'll get a chance to get into and talk a little bit about here today on the air, and That's my stuff.
Weiner Wellness Center is at 2419 Baldwick Road here in Greentree, 15205. You can call them, 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And I say that fast because you can get Dr. Orbach here right now. This is a live program, 866-391-1020, for whatever questions that you have. And you were earlier, before we got on, we were talking about neuroplasticity, which I think is a really interesting thing, if I understand it correctly, putting your brain together with good chiropractic care. And I never thought of bones and brains going together, but it seems to.
It absolutely does. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a big leap. We're going to make a paradigm shift. We're not going to talk about bones that are out of place, and we're not going to talk about failing architecture of the skeleton, and we're not going to talk about the way a bone might be in anatomical location A, and we want to move it to anatomical location B.
Okay.
This is a big leap in chiropractic and natural health in general. And instead, we want to talk about movement. We want to talk about the way the skeleton moves. And we have a game of tug of war going on between the muscles and the skeleton, and the tendons are like ropes in between. And so we want to have symmetry of pulling between the skeleton and the muscle, and we want to have equal tension occurring on the tendons and the other forms of connective tissue, the fascia, which lives in between layers of muscle and connects muscle to muscle, and the ligaments, which connect bone to bone. And we want to have all of these anatomical parts working in a rhythmic harmony with one another. And when there's a failure of that type of rhythmic harmony, when a muscle becomes so tight that it pulls and it spasms and it pulls asymmetrically on the tendon, causing the joint or the two bones that come together at the attachment point to move inappropriately with one another or not to move at all, that's the time for chiropractic adjusting, and that's the time for muscle therapy. And really, let's get back to what we mentioned a moment ago, the physical work of digging out of the snow, the physical work of removing tree branches that might have fallen on something vital that cut the power out. We're moving our bodies against the resistance of something heavy. We're moving at awkward angles. We're moving in ways that we're just unaccustomed to moving. We're doing it in cold weather, no less. And that gives muscles all the opportunity and all the environment that they need in order to spasm and tighten and act in a matter of self-protection.
Sure.
And then that's going to happen, and that's going to cause that those activities are going to cause the muscle to spasm and to tighten and to begin to inflame, and it's going to pull directly on the tendon, creating more inflammation, and then the tendon is going to exert a greater pulling force or a greater torque on the skeleton. Sure. And now, all of a sudden, the joint where two bones come together don't have the ability to move anywhere the way they're designed to. Now, nothing's been broken. Nothing's been torn, nothing is out of place, nothing's been ruined. But when the skeleton doesn't move the way it's supposed to, very specific types of neurological tissue called receptors are unable to fire. The receptors become dormant. This is a key piece of information. The receptors are not firing. And when the receptors that live in between joints that respond to movement, when they fire, they send information into the brain as to where are we in space.
Sure.
For example, if I were to bend down and pick up a heavy suitcase on my right hand side and I lean all of my weight to my right side in order to brace myself as I'm going to pick up this heavy suitcase, why am I not going to tip over and why am I not going to fall right there? Well, that's because the receptor populations that live in joints are telling the brain where we are in space, what's going on, and the brain is sending messages to the left-hand side of my body to say, hey, pull the opposite direction. Don't let this Orbach character fall and embarrass himself here picking up the suitcase.
This is not going to end well.
No, this is not going to end well at all. But
well, we got to take a break, but I want to, if we can, start the next break with how many people come to you and say, I don't know what happened, Doc, but I got up the wrong way or I stepped the wrong way, and therein lies the drama.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break here. Our number's here, 866-391-1020. Gideon Orbach is with us, Dr. Orbach, with Get Well Naturally, and we'll have more and your calls as well on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Dr. Gideon Orbach is with us here from Get Well Naturally, the Weiner Wellness Center, 2419 Baldwick Road. Our number's here if you have a question for the good doctor, 866-391-1020. We're talking about muscle balance, I guess, how many people come to you and say, I don't know, but I got up the wrong way, or I stepped down the step the wrong way, or I picked up this stupid chainsaw the wrong way.
I think a muscle balance is an excellent way to put it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about. But I'm going to expand and say it's not just a muscle balance, but a neurology, muscle, and skeleton balance.
Yeah.
But the balance is an excellent word to use. And I say my patients fit into three categories. Category one are people who've been injured in an accident or a physical trauma. Right. They can say, everything was perfect up until 9:30 in the morning when the car hit me, and at 9:31 I was in pain. Shh, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Category number two are people who understand, they've gotten it. They understand what we're trying to do, and they come in at a personal interval. It might be once a week, it might be twice a year, whatever it is. They're here to say, I've had no falls, I've had no accidents, nothing's really wrong, I feel okay, I know that after I get adjusted, I feel better than okay, work me over.
Yeah.
And I have a big population of those people who are, I refer to them as they come in for their maintenance. And the third category of people who they can't say what happened. I mean, it's not a secret, they just don't know.
Yeah.
They've lifted something awkwardly, and when it happened, it was so insignificant when it happened that they didn't notice.
Right.
They didn't notice.
But it just keeps getting worse.
But it keeps getting worse. Exactly. Very well said. And there's that snowball effect where I twisted awkwardly as I prevented myself from falling down the steps and caught myself and didn't think anything of it and didn't bother me at all in the moment. And 2 days later, I had this pain in my back, but I can't really trace it back to anything I've lifted or anything I've done. And then the crazy thing is it started moving. It started off in my lower back, and now I feel it in my shoulder blade. What is it?
Yeah.
That's the other third group of my population of patients. And I couldn't say that one is 30% and the other is, it's just like, those are the three categories that people fit into. And I would say that that last category that you just asked about, that we just mentioned about the I don't know what it is, that's certainly the biggest category of people. And what happens is the body is unbelievable strong and resilient and unbelievable capable of enduring. And you think about some of the hardships that people have not only lived through but have thrived afterwards. And you think about what we as a species have come through since our cave-dwelling days. And man, just the fact that we're still here today and we're able to survive in an environment of our, not only partially of our creation, and survive in an environment that was handed to us, we are some tough creatures. But we're also fragile.
Yeah.
We're also fragile. So if you turn in a direction that the body wasn't the body wasn't designed to turn in, it can take very little to set people off. I mean, I have a pretty cool athletic background. I've done a lot of physical things, and I've played sports. And because of that, I have a lot of patients who play sports and who lift weights and do martial arts who gravitate toward me. And it's amazing how many guys, mainly guys, I mean, occasionally women too, they can go to the gym and they can deadlift twice their body weight. They can pick twice their body weight up off the floor. They can pick their body weight up off the floor and boost it up over their heads. Really super strength, super cool stuff. And then they bend down and they try to pick up a pencil by their feet, and they use awkward lifting technique, even though they've been trained how many times and how many ways, don't do that. And they didn't realize that the same lifting rules that apply in the gym apply in real life when you pick up a pencil. And that's the injury right there.
I had a friend just the other day, and he said, I said, what's the matter? He said, oh, my shoulder's killing me. So I went to the gym, and I was lifting weights, and I threw my shoulder out or something. I don't know what it was. I said, what'd you do? He said, well, I normally lift 50 pounds, but I decided this week to go to 100. And he was doing flies, and he said, normally I have somebody spot me. And he said, I think it was putting it down. I don't know. But it couldn't have been that, because I can do that. And I said, well, you went from 50 pounds to 100. That's like, you know.
Doubled it.
Yeah. That's like going for a ride with Antonio Brown. round. You know, I mean? It's like, wow, 50 to 100 is a big way to go.
That was pretty ambitious on your friend's part.
And stupid, too, really.
and stupid.
I can say that. You're a doctor. My gosh.
Let's get out of this blame the victim mentality and just say he was a little overly ambitious. But nonetheless, it's a really interesting point. He may well have been physically strong enough to handle that weight, but it was the act of putting it down, which is an awkward movement.
That's what it was.
Right? Whether it's 50 pounds or 15 pounds or 150 pounds, that there's a certain technique to lift the weight.
Yep.
There's a certain technique to put the weight down.
Yep.
So that having been said, it's amazing how many people that they come to see me and they talk about what they do in the gym and what they do in the football field and how their martial arts is growing. And I'm kind of sitting back in awe, like, man, that's achievement. That's fantastic. I'm impressed. Too bad you can't turn your head. Too bad you couldn't pick up that pencil. Too bad.
Well, right. You know, it's almost, so, you talked about an accident. If you get hit in an accident, mm-hmm. you know, your neck gets thrown back
right.
and you go, wow, I can't
right.
turn my head. You at least know what happened. But
right.
it's those pencil things where you go,
right.
I don't know what's going on, but
right.
I can't bend my elbow.
Exactly. So let's trace this injury out a little bit further. So our hero couldn't pick up the pencil. They bent down to pick it up, and they bent and they twisted instead of squatting down to pick it up like it was a weight.
Right.
Instead of squaring up to it and facing it, they twisted their torso and bent forward into an awkward position. Now they have lower back pain, and that lower back pain, it starts to travel. It's not isolated to one specific location that we can throw a bullseye and hit it and say that's the spot, so much as I have pain in my back. It travels down my leg. I feel it as low as my knee most of the time. Some of the time I feel it traveling all the way to the ankle. What is that? Well, we talked briefly about this, the way the muscle connects to the tendon,
right.
and the tendon connects to the bone, and the bone and the muscle are playing tug of war, and the tendon is like the rope. And there's more connective tissue involved. There's something called fascia. And fascia is like a real well-lubricated skin. The fascia, think of it as like saran wrap. The saran wrap lives in between layers of muscle. So the muscle has a definite shape. It has a definite beginning, a definite end. And the next muscle begins. But the saran wrap, the fascia, is continuous. So if we pull in such a way where the muscle attaches to the fascia and the fascia adheses and it starts to bunch up, the fascia is going to start pulling all throughout its whole attachment points throughout the region of the body that it travels to, not just the localized spot where it's bunched up. So that's one of the big reasons why people start to have traveling pain,
yeah.
is that the fascia is like this saran wrap that we got to smooth it out, and it's in this bunched up, adhesed, inflamed state. So the fascia adheses, the fascia attaches by the knee. Well, you have some pain traveling down to the knee from that very well localized spot where the fascia probably even began. So one of the reasons why somebody might have traveling pain symptomatology, one of the things we look into all the time is the combination of making chiropractic adjustments, which mobilize the skeleton, okay. which excite those receptors that we talked about that are going to explain to the brain, where are we in space?
Yeah.
How do we move the body accordingly?
Yeah.
The second thing that we have to do is we have to do muscle therapy. We have to get muscles, and when I say muscles, I also include fascia, because we're talking about muscles in layers or tiers stacked on top of each other and the fascia in between. We have to get those muscles to calm down and come out of spasm. And one of the reasons why I think we're so good at the Weiner Wellness Center at alleviating these aches and pains and situations that people may have arising where they can't even necessarily explain to us what happened is because we include the dynamic of muscle therapy with our treatments. So
we'll take a break here.
Absolutely.
Gideon Orbach is with us. This is Get Well Naturally on News Radio 1020. It's KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Dr. Gideon Orbach is with us from the Weiner Wellness Center, 2419 Baldwick Road. You can call if you have questions for him today, because this is a live program, 866-391-1020. I think when people talk about chiropractors, you think, of course, bones. But you, I love the way you explain it, because it's all about the muscles that make all those bones move.
Exactly. And I think the point where we left off before the break is we were just going to start talking about the muscle therapy component. Yeah. And all right, big time trade secret here. The Weiner Wellness Center, our practice, that's myself, Dr. Honigman, Jeffrey Nisnik, Adam Karwa, we enjoy tremendous success in the context of our patients do better. They feel better so much quicker than people do with clinics who use other styles of treatment. I mean, I'm certainly not running anybody down. We treat the types of patients we treat. Other people treat the types of patients that they treat. But if you want to treat people for neuromusculoskeletal aches and pains, we have a formula that's so simple. It's almost embarrassingly simple, and yet it's so ridiculously successful. And the formula is very simple. It's a combination of chiropractic adjusting and muscle skeletal release. The stereotypic chiropractic clinic focuses only on the adjustments and the skeleton. Mm-hmm. The stereotypical massage therapy clinic focuses on the muscle and leaves it alone. And both have their place, they really do. But when you combine the two, you have such a powerful set of tools working synergistically with one another.
Makes sense, yeah.
And our guy, Adam, is unbelievable. This guy, he trained in Europe, and I know, like, I have a rough idea of how massage therapists and physical therapists and chiropractors and muscle therapists are trained in this country. Mm-hmm. That you know, some school emphasizes this technique and another school emphasizes another technique, but by and large, there are enormous overlaps in the types of training that people have. And in other countries, they take a different approach. And can't say one's better, can't say one's worse. The real magic is matching the right patient with the right treatment at the right time. But Adam just has a different type of training than what we are used to seeing. And I look at my schedule and I see, like, Adam has an open spot at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I look over at the front desk staff and I'm like, please, 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 somebody tell me my 4 o'clock canceled. I don't want to get in with Adam today. and sometimes it works out. Something,
yeah, you know, that's funny.
But Adam's technique is it's just different. That the way he puts pressure into a muscle with vertical pressure, as opposed to the horizontal pressures that we are typically taught in this country, it has an entirely different neurological effect. And sometimes, every once in a while, a patient will say to me, well, I don't understand why I should see Adam. There's a massage envy a block away from my house.
Not and the same I'm, thing.
It's not. It's really not. It's like, would you call a good bartender counter help? And once again, I'm not running down massage envy or any massage therapist
anywhere. But
there's
a difference.
But there's a difference.
Sure.
And when I tell a patient, when I'm saying, all right, we have a plan. Our plan is going to take up 2 weeks of time. Yeah. I can't promise you that you're going to be fixed in 2 weeks, but I can promise you that you're going to be different in 2 weeks, and we're going to make a new plan then. In the meantime, I want to adjust you at such and such a time. I'm going to adjust you today. I'm going to adjust you at such and such a time in between. You're going to see Adam for muscle therapy at this point. You're going to see Adam for muscle point therapy at that point. And I know the patient is going to be improved. I know they're going to be a different body after that battery of treatment in such a relatively short time. Like I said, are they going to be fixed? Possibly. Are they going to be a certain percentage better? Very likely. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be different in terms of how their brain and their bodies are talking to one another. And that's why I like to do very short treatment plans and like, we're going to do this, 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 and then we're going to reevaluate and decide what we should do next, rather than signing people up for long-term treatment plans and having people come in multiple times per week, double-digit visits per month. We stay away from that. We look to make these changes in the way the brain and the body are talking to one another through the combination of mobilizing the skeleton, relaxing tight muscles and reducing inflammation.
It's kind of like putting new tires on a car, but not checking the alignment. And say, you know, I mean, because you're balancing everything and getting it back in working order.
Yeah, I could be completely on board with that. That's a nice analogy. So the other ingredient that I haven't mentioned is the anti-inflammatories. Inflammation is a chemical issue. So we solve chemical issues with chemistry. We have a great nutrition store. We have, I would describe our nutrition store as the flagship store for Nutritional Frontiers. Nutritional Frontiers is the brand that Dr. Weiner and Jamie Dorley created together. The products are amazing. And I have to emphasize this. Nutritional Frontiers is not the only brand that we carry. Yeah. To Dr. Weiner, may God rest his soul, may his memory live as a blessing. It's been almost a year. I can't believe it.
Just as you said that.
I can't believe it. But to Dr. Weiner's amazing credit, he started this clinic and this nutrition store, and he had his own nutrition company, and he had his own products lining his shelves, and yet he has two or three other brands that we have similar amounts of product in. Yeah. Well, what are you doing, sir? Are you competing with yourself? Well, no, not at all. We want to deliver the absolute best possible care to the patients all the time. Mm-hmm. And we recognize other brands put out phenomenal products, and we want to make them available for our patient population, our nutrition patient population. So while I could go on and on and on about the value of Nutritional Frontiers and how great their product is, I'm going to do something a little out of the box. I'm going to tell you about a product from a different company that I personally have been using, and I have been recommending very liberally to my patients. Mm-hmm. And that's the standard process turmeric forte. Turmeric is one of the principal ingredients in the X-Flame, which is the Nutritional Frontiers signature anti-inflammatory. Turmeric is very, very well researched and well documented in the Indicus Medicus and the Medical Index as being not just an anti-inflammatory, but for neurological health. And I hope that we're going to be able to get back on track and talk about the brain and its role in all of these
conditions. I'm going to wait and see.
All right. I feel like the challenge has been laid down. We're going to get back to the brain. But anyhow, the standard process turmeric forte, not only does it have the turmeric, but it has blended in as fenugreek. And the whole purpose for that is the fenugreek helps the turmeric absorb better into the human animal. Mm. So anyhow, we talked about getting rid of inflammation. We talked about relaxing tight muscles. We talked about mobilizing the skeleton in order to influence the brain. And now we're going to get back to the brain, which is really,
really
my favorite. this is my favorite topic. And the people who really know me, they know that I'm not just a science geek. I am a neuro geek. In fact, I think that might be my next email address. I'm going to be neurogeek@somewhere.com.
We're going to call this show Saturday with a Neuro Geek.
Yes, indeed. But anyhow, here's a term that I know is thrown about quite liberally. When you learn a new skill, mm-hmm. or when you learn a new activity, or if you go for sales training, or if you take personality classes, or if you want to learn how to become better at playing the piano, one of the buzzwords that is thrown about quite liberally is the word neuroplasticity. So neuro, of course, refers to the neurology, the brain, the neuron. The neuron is the brain cell. And we have, by the way, approximately, I mean, this is measured by area and by volume, and nobody sat down and actually counted one after another, but we have approximately 85 billion neurons in our brain. Approximately 55 to 70 billion in the cerebellum, the back of the brain, and approximately 10 to 20 billion in the cerebral cortex. Mm-hmm. We're in the ballpark of 85 billion. And there's this project, this phenomenal project going on called the Connectome Project, where all of these 85 billion cells are being isolated and mapped in terms of where the connections. And some of those cells can have up to 10,000 connections.
We're going to take a break here and get more of that. Jack is waiting in South Park to talk to Dr. Gideon Orbach, and we will have more as we continue Get Well Naturally here on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
It's time to Get Well Naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
Yes, Dr. Gideon Orbach is with us from the Weiner Wellness Center. Starting off this segment with Jack. He's been waiting in South Park with a call and a question for you, Dr. Orbach. Hi, Jack. Say hello to Dr. Orbach. What's on your mind?
Hey, Stanley. Hi, Dr. Orbach.
Hey, Jack.
I had that pain you were talking about in the leg, that fascist. And I had, you know me, Jack and Kelly, but I went to see you, and you did a back adjustment on me on a Saturday. By Monday, my leg pain was gone. But I still had the pain through my back. You know, I took me a while, but I had a follow-up 2 weeks, and you did your adjustments again. And by 3 days after that, I never had to go see Adam. It went away. I haven't had it since. I just want to tell Stoney and the audience that this is it's amazing what you can do just by adjustments.
Well,
he said it all.
He did. I mean, what could I say? All right, that's a wrap. All
right. Also, you fixed my wife's acid reflux. She had problems with her hips. You fixed, and she also had heel problems that you fixed. So I just want to tell the audience that this isn't no fluff. It's just really, it's amazing what can be done at that office.
Well, first of all, Jack, thank you so much for the call and the testimonial and just being brave enough to share your experience with the listeners. I truly appreciate that, and I'm big on protecting patients' anonymity and your right to privacy, and your you never know who's listening and how it might affect you. And so I'm just going to pretend like I don't really actually remember. So thank you so much for all of the accolades and the kind words and explaining your experience, but. Generally, Adam leaves early on Saturdays. He takes all afternoon lunch. That's how his schedule worked out. He's good. So when I have patients on a Saturday afternoon, I'm very likely to include more muscle therapy in their treatment than I would otherwise have Adam doing. So there is the dynamic of it. Well, it's not just chiropractic, but I throw in the muscle therapy as part of the treatment, and we have a good laugh and probably spend a little bit longer time than a normal treatment would last. And most of my Saturday afternoon people become my friends, and all my patients become my friends. Who am I kidding?
That was a nice call, Jack. Thanks for making
it. right. So I want to, I can talk about this all day because if you can't tell in my voice, I'm actually pretty excited to be able to talk about neuroplasticity. But I know that we don't have all afternoon and all day. So I just want to really briefly talk about neuroplasticity and what it is. Our brain has the ability to reorganize itself in order to learn a new task, in order to learn a new event, in order to learn a new skill, in order to learn a new concept. Our brain establishes new connections within itself. So we talk about what neuro is, and plasticity research is from the Greek word of plastos, which means a mold, or what we would call plastic.
Okay.
Right? So for example, if you learn how to ride a bike, you've made neuroplastic changes and connections in your brain. So you understand the balance and you understand the steering and you understand I'm going to pedal so hard for so long and then I can lighten up on the pedal, or maybe I'll shift gears, or I'm going to go down the hill, so I'm going to stop pedaling and coast. Your brain has become wired to become a bicycle rider. And if you take a year off or 2 years off from riding a bike, you know, we put you on the bike in the parking lot. Maybe the first lap around is a little wobbly. I don't expect you to fall, but it doesn't look like the lap of a seasoned veteran. But by lap number three, you're ready to go hit the street because all of those neuroplastic changes that have occurred in your brain allowing you to learn how to ride a bike, something you weren't born learning how to ride that bike, but you establish the neurological connections allowing that to happen. And the concept I want to run with is how by making chiropractic adjustments to a much greater extent, not as much muscle therapy. Muscle therapy, I think we talked about this, it has a critically, critically important role in what we do. But in terms of making the neuroplastic changes and changes in your brain in terms of how is the brain and the body talking to one another, that's done through the manipulation of the joints. So that's why I think it's so important that when the patient comes in and says, I have pain in my lower back, it travels down into my leg, it hooks around my knee, and sometimes it travels down to my ankle, but that's rare, but it happens. We can't just isolate the treatment to the lower back. We have to stimulate, or we have to make other body parts talk to the brain to establish connections that are going to allow for neuroplastic changes, so we can change from a brain that says, I have back pain that travels down my leg, to a brain that says, hey, I know what's going on here. It's like riding a bike. I remember what it's like to feel well. I have all these body parts working together. I'm receiving stimulus from all of these receptors, maybe in the middle of the back and the neck and the elbow. And I understand that we're addressing lower back pain, but what we're really addressing is the communication between the brain and the body, and we're firing different receptors and different nerves all at the same time to work together in unison to be able to inhibit the neurological event that is the pain traveling from the lower back down the leg.
Now, we have just a couple of minutes left, and I know Weiner Wellness Week is coming up again as the holidays encroach.
Yeah.
And I know you want to mention that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, sometimes I need to be cut off. I get going on this neurology stuff. And
we
I need
don't
to...
have all day, okay?
I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Weiner Wellness Week. Man, we have five of these a year. I've been with the Weiner Wellness Center for closing in on 11 and a half years, so I'm ballpark pretty close to more than 50 of these. And every single time I marvel, like I've never seen anything like this before. Well, no, I've seen this 50 times and it's new every time. That our center, there are times when it is so crowded that you literally can't tell who's in line to check out and back into the nutrition store and wrapped around the counter and through the back and across the street versus who's shopping and picking items up off the shelves. We have workshops several times a day, all the practitioners, including myself, some of the guests. We mentioned our holistic dentists. We talked about people who have information on other aspects of health that we don't necessarily make available in our facility, but we endorse, get to make presentations. And people, like, it's like all my old friends came back to visit.
Well, and if people like what you're saying, and it really makes sense, I mean, this is a chance to explore these things where Dr. Orbach will talk to you all day long. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, you know, you go to that party, and there's that one person that you have to rescue. Like, your job is to I'm the one you have to be rescued from if I start talking to you about neurology. That's what happens.
You'll be back next week. You guys are coming back next week. More of the show, right? At the regular scheduled time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Orbach, for being here.
Thank you.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
News Radio 1020, it's KDKA.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of The Preamble. Listen, I know you're dealing with a lot, and it's even harder to do it when the world around you feels chaotic. But I'm here to help. Each week, my expert guests and I slow things down to talk about the stories shaping our world, what's really happening behind the headlines, why it matters, how it all connects. And if you're ready for real understanding and maybe even a little bit of hope, follow and listen to The Preamble wherever you get your podcasts.